Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
22 state attorneys general, led by General Austin Knutson of Montana, are asking the Biden administration to end its draconian vaccine mandate for healthcare workers because it is causing critical staff shortages and is justified with incorrect data. Knutson said the science didn't ever back that the COVID vaccine was ever going to prevent transmission. House Republicans held a press conference Thursday, the morning after officially taking the majority, vowing to investigate the Biden family's business dealings. The evidence on the Biden laptop, they say, ignored under Democrat rule, will now see the light of day. Republicans are concerned President Biden may be compromised with the foreign government, saying he's been lying to the American people about not knowing any of his family's pay-for-play business deals. Taylor Swift's concert tour is getting off to a rocky start. Her ticketing agency is having problems with all the internet traffic as demand is high. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau reports.
Ticketmaster is canceling Friday's public sale of concert tickets for Taylor Swift's upcoming tour. The company cites an extraordinarily high demand on ticketing systems. It also says the cancellation is caused by an insufficient remaining ticket inventory to meet the demand the sale will generate. This comes as investigations have been launched into Ticketmaster for its handling of the sale of tickets for Swift's The Eras Tour.
The first official day of winter is still a month away, but winter is making its presence known across the United States as lake effect snow piles up in western New York through the weekend. A blast of cold Arctic air will send temperatures downward from the northern Rockies to the southern plains. The Green Bay Packers' woes continue, losing to the Tennessee Titans last night, 27-17. USA Radio News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Robert Clary, a French-born survivor of Nazi concentration camps during World War II, he also played a feisty prisoner of war in the 1960s sitcom Hogan's Heroes, you know, the guy with the French accent. He died Wednesday of natural causes at his home in Los Angeles, California. He was 96. The driver responsible for intentionally running over people during a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last year, was handed his sentence. Waukesha County Circuit Judge Jennifer Doro tells Daryl Brooks Jr. his future.
On counts 1 through 6, this court is imposing a life sentence without the possibility or eligibility for extended supervision consecutive to one another.
There's a meat recall in America. Ellie Andrews from our Los Angeles Bureau has more.
Tyson Fresh Meats has recalled about 93,697 pounds of raw ground beef products, saying it may be contaminated with, quote, extraneous materials, specifically reflective mirror light material. This was announced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. The affected ground beef was produced and shipped to retail locations in Texas, including HEB grocery stores. There have been no confirmed reports of injury or illnesses from the recalled beef.
Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It wasn't going to be easy. I mean, when you've been off track this long, you know, it's like waking up one day and going, man, I've really added some extra weight on here. Just as it took time to get it on, it's going to take time to get it off. And the same thing with getting this country back on track. But thanks for hanging in there and not losing the faith. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Nick Santhanam joins us now. He is the CEO and president of the Fernwood Group. And we're going to be talking about U.S. manufacturing that many have said, hey, look, it's a fait accompli that U.S. manufacturing is done with. But thank God for Nick and his perspective and what he sees. He has a differing viewpoint here, and I'm sure this will be encouraging for most people, because I think at the basis of this is that America gets to win again when you consider what Nick is bringing to us to help us understand what's going on in the world of manufacturing. Nick, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your encouragement and your perspective on this, because we need to balance out the narrative. I mean, we have people that want to continue to beat up on America's excellence, the talent that we have here, and the level of productivity, to make it seem like, look, at we're just going to have to surrender our assets and greatness to the Communist Chinese Party and other groups that want to take over our coveted leadership position.
You know, Bill, it's so funny you say this. That was the whole genesis of why we wrote the book, The Titanium Economy. Mm-hmm. Because the statement you said, unfortunately, is the myth, the perception spread out. It's the farthest thing away from the truth. If you look at the U.S., I'm going to call North American, but it's really the U.S. industrial tech sector, which is where all the manufacturing or a large swath of manufacturing jobs sit, they're far from over. And I keep telling this to all my friends when people say, oh, you know what, Nick, the 50s was a great time, the 60s was a great time, and why are you in this space? Why are you not hanging out with the cool SaaS and, you know, crypto? And I say, guys, let me just stop you. This is not a sector which was lost. This is not a sector which was stolen or given away. We are in our first inning. We are doing great. We should do great. But this is far from over. And when you look at all the companies, and this is the best part, well, there are a lot of companies right here in the United States which are doing great. Yes. We are, in our book, we talk about more than 35 companies. We interviewed, we profiled more than 55 companies. And that is only the tip of the iceberg. Companies which are right here in the U.S. doing great. adding a lot of value to their customers, to their suppliers, to their shareholders. And the best part is they're winning. This is
right.
Not like, oh, this is a company of the 60s.
Right. Why aren't we hearing about this, Nick?
Great question, Bill. I don't know, but I think this is time where people should hear about it. This is the time we need to invest in the right message, because I do think, Bill, it's one of those things where people like to take one bad news, and I'm going to use the Rust Belt as a great word, because Rust Belt resonates, right? I mean, it's like, oh, and also, it's, as one of my really good friends said, no, we are the guys who are in the basement while the party is happening in the penthouse, and people like to talk about the cool stuff and say, just move the unsexy stuff to China. But the reality, Bill, the unsexy stuff is what put on the table. It's a great high-paying job. And as we learned during the COVID, that is a huge competitive advantage for us. If you keep your manufacturing here right on the shores, you don't have to worry about containers shipment from China. You don't have to worry about what's happening in your supply chain 8,000 miles. You control your destiny. And I think people are coming to the realization now.
Right. Well, what happens, Nick, too, is we get people who are, you know, coming into the business sector. You know, they've got their degrees, they've graduated from Harvard, and they have these prestigious, you know, documents and curriculum vitae behind them. But what they lack is experience. And the people who have experience that know how to get the job done, they have firewalled themselves against this narrative, this false narrative out there that it is concerning. I mean, I look at it, Nick, you know, from my perspective, and I see something that, you know, it almost seems conspiratorial, that there is a purposeful attack on American industry that would cripple us so that we could be controlled. But thank God that there's still enough liberty in our country and innovation and smart, hardworking people that are just sticking to their knitting. Their eyes are on the goal and they're not worried about these faux narratives out there. And it's unfortunate because it discourages other people who would come into the industry because of what they're hearing, that it's to hell in a handbasket. So it's encouraging what you've written about, because people need to, if they have turned away from this sector and thought that there's no promise there, well, you're underestimating the power of liberty and the traditional hard work and legacy of American industry, are you not?
Bingo, Bill. Let me give you three statistics, and then I'll let you and your listeners decide whether the myth you've heard is true or false. One, manufacturing jobs in the U.S. pays on an average $65,000 per year. A services job pays $30,000. Two, in 460 counties in this country, manufacturing jobs are more than 20% of the jobs. And three, there are not one, there are not two, there are not three, more than 10, and we can still count companies which have performed, industrial companies, manufacturing companies, which have performed significantly better than S&P 500 over the last 10, 20, 30 years. And we wrote about this in our book, two companies, I'll just call it out. Mm-hmm. A company called HEICO, which a lot of people have not heard, is based right here in the U.S. They're headquartered in Florida. They have their manufacturing facilities in counties and cities most people have never heard of. And they have, over the last 30 years, performed better than Google, Facebook, Netflix, all the names you and I know. Mm. And several of their employees, several, not just the CEO and the management team, several of their employees have retired with a multi-million dollar in their 401k plan.
Wow.
You tell me, Bill, is that a job you want in this country? Is this an industry you want in this country? And are we doing well or not? I'll let you and the listeners be the judge. But I think that's pretty good news. That's pretty positive news. And that's showing that we are winning and we are winning well. And we
that
can
is,
be better. I'm also going to say that.
Right. And that is great news, especially with the headwinds of inflation and recession here upon our economy today. That is excellent news, and it gives us hope. But, you know, unfortunately, and this is why I'm grateful, Nick, that you're coming on the show to remind people that we just don't have the whole truth. And you're bringing to light words of encouragement and, you know, practical experience. I mean, this is empirical data that people need to hear about.
Bill, this is what I tell people. People tell me, the point you made at the very beginning. Oh, you know, all the manufacturing jobs, just ship it off to China or Vietnam, pick a country. You know, I tell people, okay, guys, let's just do a thought experiment. Pick a typical day, Bill, what you do. And I said, think about how your day starts. And I said, look, I don't know about you. I wake up in the morning. I make myself a cup of coffee. I walk out to the deck, enjoy the sun. I run to the airport, you know, get a plane. And I said, in each one of those, Bill, you have products made right here in the U.S. So you decide to go out to the deck to enjoy the sun. The materials are...
Nick, got to go to break real quick. Let's pick it up from there. More from Nick after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Hey, great. great to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I hope you're taking notes here. Nick Santhanam is such a blessing, you know, with his background, what he has been doing as the CEO and president of Fernweh Group, formerly a senior partner at McKinsey & Company. And you go, wait a minute, you're a senior partner at McKinsey & Company. I mean, you're living large here, Nick. You know, why do you leave McKinsey, you know, to start up your own company?
Fascinating question, Bill, because what we have been talking about, I truly believe in it. As people say, vote with your wallet, I voted with my wallet. Uh-huh. I believe the U.S. industrial sector is an amazing sector. This is a sector which we can create a lot of value to all of our stakeholders, and I want to be a part of it. And I said, what's a better way? Rather than actually going and investing in those companies and proving that we are here and we're going to win big.
Right. Nick, what is it about the U.S. labor force? I mean, to me, I think it's one of our least appreciated assets. I've had a big problem with this, and we're one of the few shows that have brought this out, and that is for the last couple of years because of COVID, there seemed to be a purposeful plan to dumb down our labor force by paying them to stay home. You know as well as I do that when you're, you know, you relax and you put your heels on the desk, you lose speed, you lose sharpness and clarity, and I mean, and it doesn't take long. I remember when I was running one company, you know, they had a policy. They would let people go on vacation for 3-4 weeks at a time. I said, what? Are you kidding me? No, you're not going to do that. You can have 1 week and, you know, coupled with 2 weekends, that gives you 10 days to be on vacation. And we're going to do it that way because you lose too much impetus, too much, you know, generated energy. Your blade gets dull. And the thing is we've had people, our U.S. labor force, sitting on the couch collecting a government check, and they think, oh, okay, you know, life is good and everything, until they go back into the labor force and realize they've lost a step or two. And guess what happens? The other thing is people who are hiring you are realizing, even though you come in with this wonderful-looking curriculum vitae, that you're not as good as your curriculums, you know, your curriculum vitae would indicate, because you've lost a step by staying at home. Does that make sense?
It does. Let me ask you a first question, Bill. As Fernweh, we invest predominantly in North American industrial companies or North mm-hmm. American Europe. All of our facilities are right here in the U.S. or in what we call high-cost locations. Mm-hmm. And, Bill, we're very proud of it. Why? Because one of my old boss once told me this. If you think about people as a cost, you think of them as a cost. You think of them as an asset, you think of them as an asset. What do you want them to
right.
be? And for us,
right.
our workforce is our biggest asset. Mm-hmm. They are phenomenal. I'll give you a great example. We have a facility in Pittsburgh, Kansas. And this is where we make these large enclosures for the renewable electrical infrastructure system. We don't make them in China. We don't make them in Philippines. We don't make them. We make them right here in the U.S. And mm-hmm. we have no desire nor any intention to move them anywhere else. And the answer is very simple, Bill. We've got great workforce. We've got a great management team. They know how to make a product. They know how to make a product great. The customers love us. We have the greatest quality. We have the greatest innovation. Again, is that a workforce dumb enough? I don't think so.
Right, exactly.
That's the team I bet on.
Right, exactly, without a doubt. Here, all made in America. And the thing is, Nick, from my experience, I find the labor force, you know, just in terms of legacy and tradition, is that they're generally hardworking. I mean, it's not like, you know, Europe. I mean, they'll take a whole summer off, you know, because that's just been the tradition. And I'm thinking, wow, how much does it take to get caught up after you've been gone that long? I mean, we're starting to see, you know, some of the data coming in with our school system and how kids have been, you know, left in the dirt here because they've been out of school and schools haven't been open and, you know, they're falling behind. I mean, in some cases, 2 to 3 years lost for this time that, you know, we had to deal with COVID and our government didn't allow schools to be open.
You know, Bill, our workforce, I can tell you with a confidence, is really, really good. Every time I make an investment, I tell people, guys, money is a commodity. I have a dollar, you have a dollar. There's no difference. The guys who make the difference is the talent pool, the labor pool you bet on.
Right.
And I'm telling, again, as I told you, I bet with my wallet. We have invested it right here in the U.S. because we believe it's in workforce, which is a competitive advantage for us.
Mm-hmm. Are you having a tough time, you know, when you hire people, that you almost have to give them a bit of an orientation and bring them up to speed because of maybe the bad habits, or you just been fortunate because of the legacy and the tradition of your winning team? You know, winning teams attract winning players, right? But are you having a little bit of a challenge with some of the new labor force coming into play here, and you have to kind of orientate them to a winning spirit and a winning tradition?
Absolutely. Every time we go into a company, Bill, I start with three simple rules. I say, guys, for me, there's only one thing that matters, and that is people. And for people, because we're in a manufacturing environment, Bill, I say it's safety. And people look at me and say, wait a minute, is it not about making money? Is it not? I say, no. If people are not safe, let's start with a very fundamental block.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what else matters? I mean, we want you to come alive, we want you to come in one piece, and when we want you to leave in one piece and be safe. And people are really surprised, Bill. They look at me as if I'm speaking Latin. I say, let's start with the most fundamental block. And that re-pivots people to say, oh, wait a minute, this is something else. And then to your point, winning teams attract winning players. We tell people, we are going to invest in you.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to treat you like a cost base. You're a part of the team. And the second thing we say, we are not going to give you rules. We're not going to tell you what we want. Because what our model is, what we call O&O GID. You are an owner in the company, and you're focused on outcomes, and you're going to get it done. How you do it, Bill, you decide. And people
yes.
are shocked. And, you know, this is the best part, Bill. This is an amazing thing. When people are trusted and people are empowered, they do an amazing job. And that's
exactly.
all you need to do. And let them right. give them the tools and let them lose.
Because the fact of the matter is, Nick, they've been blessed with, you know, giftings and talents. In my opinion, experience, you know, blessed by God. And when people have the ability and have that opportunity to express their giftings and talents, my goodness, they can jump tall buildings. They can go through cement walls. They can make what seemed to be the impossible possible. I've just seen this time and time again. The ingenuity of not only Americans, but I just say humanity in mass has that capability. Just give them that environment where they can go out and thrive and watch out what happens. Put on your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen, because this can be a lot of fun. And I've experienced it firsthand. I worked for a radio group for 5 years. We had 5 winning seasons, Nick. And it was amazing what this team did. And since, you know, that team broke up, they're doing 50% less than what we did, 17 years ago. Can you imagine that?
You know, Bill, it doesn't surprise me. You know, the old adage, you don't join a company, you join a boss. You don't quit a company, you quit a team. And to your point, exactly, you guys won because you were empowered, you were trusted. That's taken away. I mean, this has got nothing to do with an American workforce or a Chinese workforce.
Right.
But, you know, you believe in them, and if you do, great things happen.
What do you think? We got about a minute and a half left here, Nick. What do you think about some of these manufacturers that have gone overseas? We saw a little bit of this happen during the Trump administration. Is some of these manufacturers overseas realize, wait a minute, I would have been better off staying at home. And you had people, you know, repatriating their manufacturing back in the United States. Do you see that as an ongoing trend, especially in light of the example that you're setting for other manufacturers around the world?
Absolutely, Bill. It is not a question of if, it's a question of when. I will be the first one to admit, long time ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, people said, oh, why would you do this unsexy manufacturing? Just move it off to China, out of sight, out of mind. Let's do the cool stuff. 30 years later, I think people are realizing, well, wait a minute. First of all, it's not uncool. It's actually pretty cool. And second of all, you need it. It's not a nice to have. It's a must have. So I have no doubt, Bill, you're going to see this reshoring, that tsunami of reshoring even pick up steam. I know it. I'm betting on it. And I'm confident it's going to happen. Or it is already happening. It's going to accelerate.
Exactly. Well, hopefully it can happen in spite of the resistance and some of the regulations of our government. We've got to get them out of the way if that's even possible. Nick Santinam, CEO and President of the Fenroy Group, has been our guest. Thank you, Nick. Take care.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Japanese officials are reporting North Korea's military test fired an intercontinental ballistic missile on Friday morning that landed in Japanese waters. The missile that can't carry nuclear warheads has a range that could hit the United States mainland. The Biden administration said Thursday Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has immunity in a lawsuit filed against him due to his high office. The lawsuit is about the 2018 killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. The immunity was discovered in the lawsuit filed by Jamal's fiance. She, in turn, slammed the Biden administration for its action of immunity. Comedian Tim Allen tells TMZ how Jay Leno's face is doing after getting burned this week.
You're going to be surprised. He's handsome and he's happy, and the hospital's doing a great job taking care of him.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezLive.com. And that's also where you can draw me a line. You know, let me know your thoughts, Bill, at BillMartinezLive.com. Had a lot covered today. I mean, you know, talking about, with Jeroy Murdoch, about what's going on, Liz Peek, especially about Gen Zers, and, curious to get your input on these issues that we brought, up with John Fleetwood, you know, talking about, sadly, I say sadly, I mean, I feel sorry for Michelle Obama that, she's kind of lost in her identity. Here, and you know, suddenly, all of a sudden, you know, she's wearing her hair the way she always wanted to be. That somehow she felt compelled to present a different look because she was the first lady at the White House. To me, it just smacks of, you know, kind of a racist perspective, if you might say this. And yes, you know, black people can be racist too. Okay, so don't be surprised. I mean, it's just the nature. Fortunately, racism is not as pervasive as some would want us to believe. I think that our country we've grown and we've developed in such a way that we're much more accommodating. That the dream that Martin Luther King had for America, that we would be measured based on the content of our character and not our skin. I think more and more, I think you can be proud to be an American because we have made, I believe, advances in this area. But kind of like what Nick Santanen was saying, people don't want to talk about it. It's amazing. I mean, we're winning and the successes that we have and, it's frustrating because what is going on is that we're losing the narrative. And I believe the reason that we're being so discouraged here, again, going even back what Joni DeBrito said, from Focus on the Family, is that you don't know what to be thankful for. You don't know what to have any sense of gratitude for because you're not even aware, like Nick was pointing out, of these great companies that are operating, manufacturing companies, they're controlling their own supply chains. They're controlling their own destinies in a sense. These are companies that are manufacturing in America and having a great success record. But we're not hearing about that. So you go, wait a minute. Why are we being dumbed down? Why are the American people not being told of the victories that we're having? And I think it's all by design, as John Fleetwood would say. I mean, this is a cabal movement to dumb down America's labor force, dumb down, even our students, our young people, not being taught in a manner in which they should be taught, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Let them be the best they can be, empower them. But no, let's get caught in all this other cultural, social justice stuff. What are you going to do at the end of the day here? How is that going to empower you? How is that going to make you a better individual to have you lose your sense of thankfulness and gratitude, understanding that nobody's claiming perfection here? Can we do better? Yes, we can do better. But we have to be on that road to do better. Okay, and if we ignore it, then here we are, we're languishing, and we're kind of lost in this faux narrative that, the elites would want us to believe. I guess that's what this comes down to. Aaron Treadway is with us right now. He's the author of the book, Don't Miss Your Life, The Secret to Significance. You ready for that? He's the lead pastor at Fellowship City Church. Also, you'd be surprised, he's a former professional soccer player. Aaron, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Don't miss your life, huh? The secret to significance. So what kept you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, besides God and the Holy Spirit, to say, look, you got to write this. You got to take this message to the masses.
Yeah, I think for a long time I was aimed at the wrong target in life. I grew up thinking that success was the ultimate goal, and I started to get some of that, some of the things that I always thought I wanted, money and, popularity, et cetera, and started to believe once I got some of those things that maybe they can't actually satisfy these deep longings of our soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, and I guess that's what experience does for us. Meanwhile, we're not so much an experiment. Some would say an experiment in development, but God isn't into experiments. He wouldn't tell us to go free, be fruitful and multiply, lest He had given us everything we needed to do that. Right?
Amen. Amen.
So it comes down to us. It comes down to us discovering what is within us. What have we been empowered with by God to go out there? And I think, for me, Aaron, as I in my life and the decades of my existence have come to appreciate, it's the exercise of those giftings and talents that God has blessed me with. When those are in operation and being expressed, that's when I find myself more content. And I guess maybe, some people might say by worldly standards, that brings success. But, success is something I believe that is between you and God. Other people, if they honor you and say, hey, you've been great and all that, that's one thing. But, I long to hear God saying, well done, good and faithful servant.
I love it. I love this that verse in Isaiah 40. I think it's verse 6. It says, all men are like grass, and
yes,
glory like the flowers of the field. The wind blows, and it's gone, And for me as a professional athlete, like, I was always striving for my own glory. I loved hearing the fans in the stadium. I loved just everything about that. And I stumbled upon that verse decades ago, but just real convicting and it also illuminating in terms of what we should actually be living for. You know, mm-hmm. my glory kind of is here today and gone tomorrow. What does last? And ultimately the word does tell us it is the mm-hmm. glory of God.
What was the turning point for you, Aaron?
Standing on the side of a soccer field in the middle of nowhere, Africa. Kind of dirt and rocks and, you know, kind of National Geographic stuff. And just saw all these kids playing, playing a game I love, but I couldn't communicate linguistically. They had clicking language and, you know, but we went there to share Jesus with these kids. And so, you know, at halftime of this little kick-around game, we shared Christ through an interpreter. All these kids came to Christ, and it was kind of like God brought to my mind the story of Esther. That could it be that,
yes.
that, you know, you are here for such a time as this. And, and for me, it was that realization of, you know, kind of God was saying to me, do you think I left you on the soccer field all these years and, you know, training and in the gym just for you, just
right.
for your significance and your success? Or is there a greater purpose?
Mm-hmm. And here he is. He has to take you out of your home country in order to get your attention, right?
For me, that's how it worked. Hopefully, that's not how it works for everybody.
Hey, look, it happened to Abram, right? I mean, God moved him out of his home country, and look what he did when he became Abraham.
He's got quite a legacy.
Yep. God keeps doing his God thing, you know, and so get ready. You just never know when you're and the fact of the matter is that we're made for a purpose, you know, to give glory to God. And the way to give glory to God is what we give him back in return. I mean, the giftings and talents he's blessed us with. Are we willing to, you know, put that on his altar and, you know, let it all go up in smoke? And let him, you know, do with it what he wants to do. And for you, what a journey, because as you're going through this and you're realizing, okay, God, I think I'm on the right track. How do you stay on track?
Yeah, that's a good question. I love what you just said. You kind of reminded me of that verse in James that says every good and perfect gift comes down from
yes.
the Father above. And just that realization that everything we have right now, everything we're ever gonna have, is a gift from God to us, His children. And I don't know, I just try to live my life with open hands, you know? And kind of like hands turned up to heaven saying, God, you gave me this stuff, so, you know, I'll do my best to give it back to you. And every day I wake up, I say, God, this is your day, do with it what you want.
Amen. Aaron Treadway is with us, author of Don't Miss Your Life, The Secret to Significance. He's the lead pastor at Fellowship City Church and former professional soccer player. We've got more from him after this.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. SalonPas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in SalonPas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using SalonPas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use SalonPas. It's good medicine.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez. The brightest sunrise.
You know, for those of us that know the story of Danny Gokey, boy, I'll tell you, this song and lyric is such a blessing. And it does remind us, you know, even when you read about the Bible, you know, here's Abram taking his son that he waited all these years for to sacrifice to God. He takes him to the mountain. And, you know, and I believe, Aaron Treadway, that the ram was in the thicket all along, but because of the grief that he must have carried in his heart. I mean, here he is. He goes, well, I know God's going to provide. God wouldn't have done this. You know, going back to what we talked earlier, he wouldn't call us to do something if we weren't, if we weren't given all that we needed in order to be fruitful and multiply. And it's just, this song reminds us that sometimes maybe in the depths of the valleys of the shadow of death, it is really tough. But that is a time when our faith and our appreciation for God grows so exponentially because, you know, until our eyes are opened up to make us aware of our faith and the hope that we've been holding to, you know, it can be tough sledding for a while. There's no doubt about it. We've all been there, right?
Yeah, tough sledding. I live in Cleveland, Ohio. We do a lot of sledding here.
Yeah.
It's going right now, actually, but life inside of heaven is hard sometimes, but
right.
God is still good.
Amen.
God is
amen. Good. Yeah, and here it is that sometimes no matter where we are, and right now there are many people in our audience, Aaron, they're in tough waters and tough headwinds, and they're, you know, trying to get through this process, and they're in that valley of shadow of death. And what I love about the understanding of Psalm 23 in that valley of the shadow of death, it's just a shadow. We see death, but it's just a shadow. And it reminds us that it is God, the Good Shepherd, that is taking us through, the one that has restored our spirit, taking us through to bring us to that, that final chapter, that banquet table where we will live with him forever through eternity, right?
Amen, amen. It reminds me of that verse in John where Jesus says, in this world you will have trouble.
Right.
Take heart. I have overcome the world. And for me, that knowledge that Jesus is King, that no matter where I'm at, no matter what situation or circumstance I'm going through, he sits on the throne. There is nothing that catches him by surprise. That's an assurance to me, and the knowledge that he walks with me no matter where I am.
Exactly. And take it in context today, Aaron. You know, people are concerned, you know, what's happening with the economy, our open borders problems, the cost of fuel, supply chain interruption, our shelves at grocery stores are so anemic, like nothing we've ever seen before here in this country. And we've been going through that, and people are worried and they're concerned. But Jesus says, fear you not. And going back to your earlier verse, he reminded people. He said, look, what are you worrying about? Why are you worrying about tomorrow? I mean, look at the birds of the air. Look at the flowers of the field and how God has dressed them. Aren't you more important than they, right?
Amen. Yeah, my life verse is Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
Right.
I don't hear any conditions in that. You know, it doesn't really matter who's president or, you know, what the climate of culture is. As we seek first the kingdom of God, he is faithful to provide for us.
Well, and we are the called out ones, Aaron, as you know. I mean, God has sanctified us. So in being called out, there is, just like with the children of Israel, when God was judging Egypt, they were called out, and there was a significant difference between those who followed God versus those that followed the world.
Definitely. We're in a series right now where on the book of Colossians, just looking at, you know, we as followers of Jesus, we should be different. We should look different and talk different and sound different, but that's the constant tension. You know, that's the challenge, even in our culture today.
It's the opportunity of the church today, Aaron, to be that difference, because then we are an aroma that's not only pleasing to God, but to others. You know, others that would come to you and say, hey, I don't know what you got, but I want what you got, right?
Amen. Amen. That's what I'm challenging my church with, just to say,
good for you. That's great.
The onlooking world is waiting for followers of Jesus to just stand up and live for the kingdom of God.
Well, they're looking for an answer. They got questions. And Jesus established the church to be that answer. You know, just as we started out this conversation, for such a time as this, are we coming to that moment, that sanctified moment that God has appointed? You know, because, we've talked about this before, the importance of meeting that appointed time, that God-ordained moment in time, how important that was. The children of Israel, when Jesus was here on this earth, he wept. He wept because he saw that the Jews were missing their appointed time. God forbid that we would miss our appointed time. And I think all this is happening, you know, Aaron, and what you're sharing in your church and, you know, with your congregation is so important, because we're called out to do something for the kingdom of God that God is real specific about for a time such as this, in the midst of all this craziness and chaos that's going on right now. We're to be that answer. We're to be that light that brings them into the kingdom, that gives them the peace that they're seeking.
I love it. I love it. For me, I live with this under the auspice of this idea of urgency. I want to walk out every single day and live in light of the kingdom and bring the message of Christ to other people. And I think that's a challenge sometimes, because we've all got responsibilities. We've got fears and worries, as you just said. There's just all these different things going on, and yet we there should be this sense of urgency that Jesus would come back, but that we would be his representatives on earth in this present day.
Yeah, the challenge is keep your hands on the plow and keep looking forward, not to look back, right? And I think this is what you're saying, and I hear that, and I take that as a word of admonishment, and hopefully our audience is, if it's appropriate, you know, as we say, if the zapato fits, you know, put it on. It's okay, you know, and we can make it work. In your book, Don't Miss Your Life, The Secret to Significance, we've got about 4 minutes left. Let's unpack the secret to significance.
Yeah, not something I woke up understanding. Like I said, I was pursuing success for a lot of years of my life, and that day standing on the side of the soccer field, I realized, man, I was created for something more. I was created to pursue the significance of God and his name and his glory and his fame. And so I think there's a few real simple, tangible steps that people can make if that's what they want to make their goal significant. And really the first is to find our lives in God, in Christ, to fill and steep our lives with the things of God. And I think that's a challenge in today's culture.
Yeah, because you're not the boss of me, is what the culture says, right? And now here you are, you're being called to be counterculture. And the culture's no doubt has become so pervasive. We're in this post-Christian world that we're dealing with right now when Christianity's not very cool.
Yeah, that's unfortunately where we are at. And I don't know that I like it, but I agree 100% that we are in a post-Christian reality. Europe's been there for quite some time. You know, I travel around a fair bit, and I've seen the writing on the wall, so to speak, for America for some time, but I don't know if it was a pandemic or not, but we've certainly shifted into this reality that, you know, it's no longer the cultural norm that you would say, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. And
yes,
that's going to require followers of Jesus to act different and be different moving forward.
Well, it's a call for courage and bravery to know, just as you said, you find your way in God. You find your way in God. It's like, you know, it's that moment of confrontation between Jesus and Peter. And what Jesus was asking the apostles, who do they say I am? And Peter finally stepped up and said, look, it's, you know, forget about what they say. You know, some say John Baptist and all that. You know, you're the Messiah. You're Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, because you told me who I am, I'm going to tell you who you are. And Jesus lifted up the hood in Peter's character and revealed to him and confirmed some things that he knew that were already having him a bit restive about his life. And Jesus, you know, hit him right between the eyes, said, okay, here's who you are. You're my guy. You're my guy for what I'm going to do next, for the next chapter of humanity and the legacy of my ministry. You're my guy.
I love it. I love it. It reminds me of when John and Peter heal that man. The word says he's been lame since birth. And the Pharisees throw him in prison because they're confused. Like, how did these guys, the word says, two unschooled ordinary men.
Yes.
You know, how did these two unschooled ordinary men perform this miracle? Like, we're the Pharisees. If anybody's going to perform miracles, it should be the religious elite. And yet they conclude, clearly these men had been with Jesus.
Yes.
I just love that, you know, any of us, any follower of Jesus can go out there and live with the expectation that God will show up and use our lives in today's culture.
Exactly. Well, this is the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. Don't miss your life, okay? It's The Secret to Significance. His new book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Aaron Treadway, thank you. God bless.
Like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.